Hi, this is Shaylin Hudson. I make candles for Scene Creations, and the price is anywhere from $3 to $8. If you'd like to contact me about purchasing any, you could call me at 907-401-1095.
You have a Facebook page? No? Welcome to Horror After Hours. Today is the first day of 2021. This episode will drop this coming weekend. So, this is January 1st, 2021. Coming to you from the Naughty Guy Studio. And joining me tonight is...
Hello, name's Bruce.
Everybody knows Bruce from Swatting Flies and Telling Lies.
Mm-hmm.
No particular direction tonight. We're just gonna kind of chop it up and see where we go.
Works for me.
So on Bruce's podcast, which we just finished recording, we were talking about the movie Wonder Woman. 1984, which I thought was a great movie, but there were a few things that they could have changed a little bit on there.
Yeah.
You care to elaborate? They could have shaven the time down a little bit.
For the starters, the time. I didn't need 2.5 hours for this to... If they shortened it 30, 40 minutes, I thought it would have been... Would have stuck the landing a lot better.
Yeah, and it wouldn't be so... So many of these points in the movie where it just drags.
Mm-hmm.
Which, surprisingly, there actually were quite a few.
Yeah.
So. I mean, when it came to, like, the love story part.
Yeah.
It just, you're kind of scratching your head, like,
huh?
Did this really have to be in it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did we really have to know that part?
Mm-hmm. Which I get because that was part of the first movie, but it was a better story.
I think had they left it alone and let him be gone, that the story would have been just fine without him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of the Wishing Stone, unfortunately.
Yeah. And it was a... Definitely a unique story.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it, but my only complaint was that there were parts of it that really dragged.
Yeah, like you said, it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah. And the other part was that they didn't have any 80s music in this, in the soundtrack.
Big problem for me, man, which we already discussed on mine, to go over to my podcast and hear my thoughts on that.
Okay, so we can, now that that's out of the way, we can branch off. Is there your favorite comedic Christmas movie and your favorite horror Christmas movie?
Favorite comedic is going to be hard.
Could be top two, top three.
Yeah, because I went to Scrooged in the theater here.
Love that movie.
Went to Christmas Vacation.
Love that movie.
And I went to Die Hard all these three consecutive weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's awesome. I guess Christmas Vacation gun to my head, but still, I love Scrooged. It was great to see it on the big screen.
Oh, man.
It's great to see both of them on the big screen. I would have went to a movie tonight, but it's Wonder Woman 84 and the war with Grandpa. And I just don't want to see... I already watched Wonder Woman at home, so...
War with Grandpa was pretty funny.
Yeah, and I just don't want to see that in the theater.
Yeah.
Horror movie.
I know what it is even before you say it.
Okay.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yep. Which is a crazy concept, man.
That movie, holy shit. Whoever wrote that had to have been insane.
Yeah, they had some ideas.
Holy shit, man.
So... 10 years ago, I was dating this girl, and I went home. I went home to be home, the day James died, because it was the 10-year anniversary of him dying 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Now it's 20, going up on 20. Anyways, so I was going home to go visit his mom, and then I got a call. I was like, what the fuck? And I said, oh, hey, good morning to you, too. And she's like, what the fuck, man? I wake up, and my Facebook notifies me, says I'm in a relationship with homeless Santa. And I was like, oh, yeah. It's from this crazy fucking movie called Silent Night, Deadly Night, and this homeless Santa kills and rapes, and she's like, I don't even want to hear it now. Like, I thought it would have been a cool story. Like, but you changed your name on Facebook to Homeless Santa because of that? I was like, oh, it just seemed funny.
Now, that same episode, you had some really funny stuff to say in there. Like, you talked about gay chicken.
Oh, yeah. How I won gay chicken.
Oh, man. If you haven't heard that episode, which episode was this?
It was
Hell Freezes Over, right?
No. It was, I'll tell you right now, actually.
Episode was awesome, everybody.
I believe it was Christmas Chatter.
Okay. If you haven't heard this episode of Bruce's show of Swatting Flies and Telling Lies, that's Christmas Chatter. Now, that episode, you have to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, go take a listen. I don't want to water it down by...
Yeah. No, go listen to that. You're going to laugh your ass off. It was awesome. Genuinely funny all the way through.
Yeah. But yeah, I would go with Silent Night, Deadly Night for horror.
Very cool. For me, I would definitely have to go with the comedic would be Scrooged.
Yeah.
Because I absolutely love that one. I think I saw that in the theater.
Well, then also A Christmas Story is a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's just too many that I consider my favorite.
I got this, like, a laundry list of Christmas movies I try to watch in Christmas season.
Nice.
And, you know, Scrooge is top of the list.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I bought that on Amazon a couple years ago.
I got Scrooge. I've got Christmas Vacation, which I finally got on Blu-ray.
Nice.
Love it. And, God, what else was I watching? Jingle All the Way, Jingle All the Way 2.
Dick your holes, buddy.
Gonna dick your holes, boob.
Yeah.
Big Show.
He's so young in that, huh?
Yeah. No kidding. I think he was still... He just left WCW at that point, didn't he?
Yeah, he was in it. That movie came out in 96.
It's so strange to see him so young.
Yeah. So you figure that was filmed in late 95, you know, or early 96.
Yeah.
Because he didn't make his debut until, I think, Halloween Havoc of 95. Right?
Wow, okay.
And then his first match, he won the WCW title.
Holy crap, yeah.
Anyway, so he was pretty young back then.
Yeah. Nowadays, you look at him, he looks completely different.
Yeah, he's all broken down.
Yeah.
His knees are leaning together when he's walking.
You can see he's definitely got... arthritis building up in there.
Yeah, because it looks weird when you, like I said, it's just like, damn.
Yeah, it looks painful just to see him standing.
Yeah. Did you watch his TV show on Netflix?
I really enjoyed the show.
Oh, okay. They released a Christmas one.
Oh, really?
While you were gone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
The Big Show show. That was actually really funny.
Nice.
It's a shame it got canceled, because I think they really had a really good hit show there.
They canceled it?
Yeah.
Why did they put out a Christmas one? Must have had it recorded, huh?
I think so. But yeah, they shot it down just before filming season 2.
Because of COVID?
I wish I knew.
Yeah.
But I thought the show was great.
Damn.
I loved it. Now, when it comes to my favorite comedic Christmas movies, it was Scrooged, Jingle All the Way, there's, you know, Christmas Vacation, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, I got 100 of these ones, and there's I'll Be Home for Christmas, which was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. I like that one. Jessica Biel.
Was that 97?
I think that was the year.
97, 98?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
That movie is hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Jingle All the Way, because that's Arnold Schwarzenegger, that's Sinbad.
Turbo Man.
Sinbad plays Myron, the crazy postman. Mm-hmm. That was just awesome because that was the perfect role for him.
Mm-hmm. go ahead.
Christmas Chronicles. The last few years, mm-hmm. I've seen these movies and just absolutely loved them. Mm-hmm. These have become a Christmas staple.
Yeah.
I mean, the first one came out in 18. That was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I've watched it several times.
Nice.
Last year, that year, last year, and this year.
Oh, good.
So, this past Christmas, they just put out Christmas Chronicles 2, which was just as good.
Oh, good.
Loved it. So,
those are yours?
Yeah.
Well,
I gotta get into the horror part of it yet, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Black Christmas, the original.
73?
74, yeah.
Oh, 74.
Then there was the remake, the 06? I think it was 2006?
Yep.
Loved it. Loved the original, loved the remake. Now, the 2019 remake, I hated.
I didn't even watch.
I seen it about four times just to make sure I hated it.
I didn't even waste my time.
I've tried to give it every chance, but you know, it's like watching The Fog 2005. It just,
ugh.
It is brutal to watch, and it just pisses you off to watch it.
Yeah.
So, I got Black Christmas, 74, 06, and, well, I got to agree with you on the Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Yeah.
Great movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
First two, awesome. Because part two, I remember the trailer was Garbage Day.
Yeah, Garbage Day.
Yeah. It was so cheesy.
Younger brother was just walking around and the guy had a garbage can up and he's went, Garbage Day!
And he shot him.
Shot and killed him.
Now the second one didn't make any sense.
It made zero sense.
But it was still funny to watch. So those were my comedic and horror.
Oh, okay. Good choices.
Yeah.
What would be your favorite Sinbad movie?
Favorite Sinbad? Wow.
I got to watch... House Guest in the theater.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That's a pretty funny movie.
Yeah. No, that was hilarious. My favorite Sinbad movie might be... Necessary Roughness?
Oh. The football movie? He's in it. I mean, like, when he's the star.
Oh, okay. That's different.
Yeah. Because there's House Guest, First Kid, right?
First Kid was freaking hilarious, man.
Yeah.
That one came out...
97.
Okay. Okay. You're fresh out of high school.
Yeah, exactly.
What else did he do? He did a lot of stand-up.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll Google his movies really quick.
House Guest would definitely be top of the list.
It's a funny movie.
That, to this day, it still holds up. It is still funny as hell to watch. He is still a genuinely funny person.
Oh, geez, that movie came out in 95.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was somewhere around there.
Wow, yeah, I thought it was 94. January 1995.
Wow.
Yeah, I watched that in the theater.
That movie was awesome.
Yeah.
Jingle All the Way, he was in there.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Necessary Roughness.
The Sinbad Show. Oh, First Kid was 96.
Okay.
I guess it was just those two movies that came out so quick.
But he had a lot of stand-ups in that.
Oh, yeah. He was in the Cherokee. He was the Cherokee Kid in 96.
Okay, That might be my favorite right there. Because
that was an HBO movie.
That was awesome. Now, that's a name.
Yeah. Jeez, yeah, he hit it pretty big there in the mid-90s.
And then he disappeared for, what, 20 years?
For a while. He had a small... He was on an episode of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, pretty fucking funny.
Just 2018, I believe it was, he did another stand-up, yeah. Sinbad, Where You Been?
Yeah.
I haven't been able to watch that one yet. Mm-hmm. I want to watch it.
What about, you know, what we could go with? It was, I was thinking, might be a little easier is, hold on a second.
Dramatic pause, folks.
Mm-hmm. How about favorite Pauly Shore movies?
I think my favorite was In the Army Now.
Yeah, so 1992, he was in Encino Man.
Yep.
Loved that movie.
Yep.
1993, he was in Son-in-Law.
Also a very funny movie.
Very funny movie. 1994, he was in The Army Now.
Yep.
1995, Jury Duty. God. In, it was enjoyable watching, back then.
I had a hard time watching that one even then.
Yeah, 1996, he was in Biodome.
Yep, and that one was even harder to watch.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad movie.
Stephen Baldwin being just, his stoner buddy in there.
At that time, I had to tap out on the Pauly Shore movies. Mine would be Encino Man, though.
Mine is In the Army Now.
Yeah.
But he also did one that I really enjoyed. It wasn't in that list. Was Pauly Shore is Dead.
Oh, that 06 documentary.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horribly acted. It was, you know, all these people pretending to be so sad that he died.
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, living it up like, man, I didn't know they cared.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
And then they find out he was faking it.
Yeah.
Everybody turns on him.
Yeah. So, you
know, he was such a piece of shit.
So he hit it. He was a VJ.
Yeah. For MTV, right?
Right.
Yep. Hey, buddy.
Yeah.
That was his shtick.
The Weasel.
Yep. Another thing I liked him on was You're Invited But Your Friend Can't Come.
Well, that's the, that was the theme song for Encino Man.
That music video.
Mm-hmm.
It was really funny because they wouldn't even let him into the building.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he was a VJ from in 1989, which got him the Encino Man role.
Wow. God, he was so young in that movie. Nowadays, he's running the Comedy Store after his mom passed away.
Yeah. So he was in his early 20s when we started meeting him.
Wow.
Now his mom ran the Comedy Store, so he was doing a lot of work there and working on his gig and everything there.
Yeah.
Which led him to get the VJ, which led him to get these big roles.
Then
in five straight years, he was the lead in these movies.
Yeah, and he, like you said, he was hitting it big, man.
Mm-hmm.
And every one of those was a hit.
Yeah.
Even Biodome, as bad as that was.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Watched it once, it didn't happen again.
No, there was one saving grace to that movie for me, and Kylie Minogue is in there.
Is she? Oh, she is, huh?
She's the redhead.
Huh. Yeah, it still didn't save it for me. Little by little, like In the Army Now, I was kind of tapping out. Jury Duty, I was like, all right, one more chance.
Was there more than just the one where Andy Dick was alongside him?
No, that was In the Army Now.
That was just the one.
Huh? Yeah.
Because I think he was actually a big part of Pauly Shore is Dead also.
It doesn't surprise me. You know who else was in the Army Now with in it with him?
I don't remember.
She played Keanu Reeves' love interest in Point Break.
It's been so long since I've seen that one, I wouldn't remember.
Oh. I'll bring up her name right now then.
Yeah, I haven't watched Point Break in
too long. Lori Petty.
Oh, yeah, geez. From
Tank Girl.
Tank Girl and A League of Their Own.
Mm-hmm.
And Free Willy.
Yeah.
Now, A League of Their Own. God, I was thought I was in love with that woman.
Oh, there we go. sitting too weird.
Now, do you have any New Year's movies that you can remember? Besides the obvious. That one I didn't.
Sure, I understand.
No. Well, Trading Places.
Great movie.
Yeah.
I love that one.
Merry New Year. Happy New Year. In America, we say Happy New Year.
Yep.
Fucking dick.
That guy, every role he's ever been in, I don't know his name, but he has played that same character in every movie.
Johnny Be Good.
Yep. And The Breakfast Club.
Yep.
I can't remember.
The Principal.
Yep. He's been in a lot of movies where he plays the exact same character. He's always the asshole.
Yeah. He was the asshole cop in Die Hard.
He was. Yes, he was.
Yeah. So, there you go.
You talk about typecasting? That's yeah. Top of the line right there.
Yeah.
So, the only other true New Year's movie I can think about, you know, just off the top of my head, is New Year's Evil.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one.
Awesomely bad.
I can't think of any other actual New Year's movies. Well, God, the movie came out like 3 years ago. Blonde, I can't think of it. Hold on. Charlize Theron.
Oh, yeah.
Atomic Blonde.
Wow.
That's,
yeah, that was numb.
That's on New Year's Eve, 1989.
Okay. Yeah, that was an awesome movie, man.
Yeah, I love that. I'm going to watch that one, actually. I got to go to that one in the theater.
Very cool.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, no, that was excellent.
Yeah, because it ends in 1989 because the wall's coming down.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. It's a cool movie, though.
You got facts I missed, so yeah. That's awesome.
That would be the extent of my knowledge on New Year's movies.
Well, after that, we got Valentine's Day coming up, which is Bruce's favorite holiday, by the way.
Mm-hmm. One more month, and I get to just go in on that dry.
Again.
Again. No fucking pulse to lick for me.
Then we're going to have to get into movies like Valentine, mm-hmm. My Bloody Valentine, the remake of My Bloody Valentine.
Oof.
The 09 remake.
Leaves a lot to be desired.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
But the original was really good.
Yeah.
Even though the acting was atrocious.
Yeah.
The movie was awesome.
Yeah. Jeez, that's only a month away.
Before you start hating the world again.
I don't hate the world. I just like to fucking play it up and
oh, I know.
Take a big steamy dump on it, though.
Your episode last year was fucking awesome.
Yeah. Which I got to figure out when that episode will be dropping because I'm trying to pre-record, you know.
Well, you can always have it set to release on that day or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
But I got a few ideas in the notes, you know, what I'm going to do, so.
Hell yeah.
My Bloody Valentine will be right up there at the top.
That is good, man.
So anyway, I think that's about all we got for tonight, folks.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Stay safe out there, wherever you are.
Yeah. No barebacking, Adams listeners. Wrap it up this year.
To all of my listeners near and far.
Wrap it up.
Stay safe out there.
Condoms.
Have a happy new year, everybody. Hello, this is the Naughty Guy, Adam J. Keep listening to Horror After Hours with the Naughty Guy, as my friends and I, we discuss some of our favorite movies and some of our favorite novels. Bear Crossing, Bed and Breakfast. We have a beautiful view which overlooks downtown Ketchikan. You can find us on the Airbnb app or on Facebook. You can contact us through either of these apps for any information. Skylar's Table offers cafeteria-style dining, fresh soups and salads, and paninis. And all of his meats are roasted fresh daily. If you're looking for great food, great prices, and even better company, come to Skylar's Table, a place for visitors. Podcast Swatting Flies, Telling Lies. If you like a fun, crazy podcast with loads of information that you didn't know you need, give this one a listen. Bruce's show is always a lot of fun. You never know what he's going to say next, and I'm always tuning in to find out. Next, I got Lazy Mountain Brewing Company, located in Palmer, Alaska, owned by Neil and Sarah Gottschall. They're providing quality craft beers with crisp, clean flavor. Look for Lazy Mountain Brewing Company on Facebook. You will also find their beers all around the Anchorage area. They're just good, honest beers. That's, again, Lazy Mountain Brewing Company. Also look for my friend Danny's podcast. That's Hinterlands Media, where he discusses current topics and conspiracies. And also look for his new podcast called Hinterland Storytime. This should be a lot of fun. This is where he discusses his favorite fantasy, sci-fi novels, movies, and games. This really should be a lot of fun. Danny's a lot of fun, so give both his shows a listen. I know I will. And finally, The Naughty Guy. I finally have a Facebook page. Check it out. Give me a like and a follow to see all of my latest knotwork. You can find my knotwork in a few of the local stores around Ketchikan. You look for Maiden Voyage, Scanlon Gallery, and also the Alaska Outpost. Tell them The Naughty Guy sent you. Thanks a lot, folks. Keep listening.